Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
I have been an introvert my entire life. I'm quiet. I'm shy. I keep to myself. I often talk to myself. And that goes even for family. There was a time when I was young, and my father used to take me fishing. And I would often just fish and not say a word, and it would be hours that we wouldn't talk. And it also goes for my wife. My wife and I will have days, well, not days, but hours where we don't talk. And we're okay with it. We accept it. But I've always been quiet. And I think in large part it is due to the fact that I'm disabled. I grew up disabled. I have spina bifida. I use a wheelchair. And what happens when you're disabled is you oftentimes will want to go simpler, but you'll have to either one, think about the place that you're going. Is it accessible? Is it not accessible? And how hard are you going to, is it going to be to navigate where you're going? And also, secondly, you will have to think about how they are going to perceive you, what they're going to think of you, what they're going to think about what you can and can't do, and they're going to placate you. And that ultimately keeps me from going anywhere. And I like staying in my house, and I don't like going anywhere. Well, I didn't. As time went on, in 2013, I started a art and culture blog. I would review local concerts, albums, EPs, plays, musicals. I would go to art shows, and I did this for a couple of reasons. Number one, I did it because I wanted to be involved in the thing that I was interested in, namely, like arts or the art scene in Las Vegas. But first and foremost, I did it because I wanted to push the envelope, put myself out there, get myself uncomfortable, change my perspective, and get myself out there and just have a change in my life. And I thought that would get me to speak more. And it did, but not as much as I'd like to have done. In 2018, I started a blog that was more to my heart. It's a blog about disability news, wheelchair sports, and disabled life as in general. And that has changed me. It was more to my heart. It was more comfortable. It brought me out of my shell more. And my wife, she came up with this idea. She asked me one day what new and exciting things had been done today. And the reason that she did that was because I think it turned on my storyteller brain. And it made me come up with a story. For the most part, I try to make those stories funny to the point where it makes her laugh so hard she's crying. It doesn't always work, but that's my ultimate goal. But when I started the blog called Wills and Warriors, it's the main point of it was to educate and bring awareness to disabilities and what we can and can't do and how we want to be interacted and I started doing interviews and a couple. I have two podcasts, and podcasting has made me love conversation more. It has like it's made me want to do more conversations and have deeper conversations, and it has definitely opened up my eyes and changed me and made me more like outspoken. I can have a specific conversation with somebody and go at least an hour, whereas before I would do maybe a few minutes and I hate small talk. So podcasting and interviewing and just that whole scene has made me feel more included, which is a big reason that I do what I do, because I want to feel included and I want to feel like everything I do matters. And the more conversations I have, the more I learn about people, the more I observe, because podcasting isn't just about the speech. If you have a conversation with somebody and you're looking at them, I learned this in when I was in college, you having a conversation and you're asking so many questions, you can observe their mannerisms. You can observe how they say what they say, what they're saying. And it goes a long way to figuring out the bigger picture. It goes deeper than you would have gone had it been another like a small talk conversation, which I hate. If I don't like to talk to anyone for the most part, unless it's specific and it's deep and there's meaning. Meaning is very important. You have to have meaning for every conversation, I believe. Otherwise, why are you talking? Talking is overrated. Listening is underrated. So I think when you have a podcast and you want to get to know the person, you want to talk deeper with them, it's important to learn as much as you can about that person. And that will make you a better person. It will change their conversation. It will allow you to have better conversations. And as you go on from the podcast, the more you learn how to talk and interact and see different things and keep a conversation going, That is the most important thing. When you're having a conversation, is keeping it going and it being important and meaningful. And at the end of it, it's supposed to change your life or your perspective or the life of the person you're talking to or their perspective. Because if not, why are you doing it? So podcasting has definitely given me a different look at things, a different way of approaching a situation. And it has definitely changed how I show up. Because when you show up on a certain at a certain time, in a certain way, I should say, that changes every interaction. And it changes you as a person. And it changes their perspective and their thoughts. And it changes how they feel about you. And that, to me, is the importance of podcasting. It opens you up more. It gives you a different thought process and a different ability to speak to someone else. Because, like I said before, when you're disabled and you are introverted, a computer can be your best friend. It can allow you to say things or have a conversation that you normally wouldn't have. And that is the power of podcasting. It changes lives, whether we know it or not. The doors that it can open for you are innumerous. It can open doors for you that where you have conversations with people that you didn't know, and they can become lifelong friends. And they can become partners in business and in life. And it can have you meet people and network with people that can change your life. That is why I think podcasting is so important. Because without it, I would probably be a lot more quiet and introspective, and I wouldn't put myself out there as much. Definitely wouldn't put myself out there. But I think the importance of podcasting is how much you speak to other people and how much it gets you out of your shell. Because if you're out of your shell and you're talking to someone on a deep level, It can open doors for you that normally wouldn't be there. That is partially why I love podcasting so much. It's what you can do, what you can gain from it, but also what you can give to it, the amount that you can pour into someone else. The conversation that you have can become deeper with the give and take. And that is why podcasting is so important. It's relationship building, it's conversational, it gets you out of your shell, it gets you to a place where you can speak more freely and say things that you normally wouldn't have said. Is why I love podcasting so much. It allows you to change your life and possibly the first the change the ch change the life of the person that you're having the conversation with. It's a give and take that gives more than it takes. When you give to a person and in that conversation, you get so much more because of how what you learn from them. And just how much it fills you up. I always say, when you are talking to someone who is able-bodied who's disabled and you're able-bodied, start a conversation to end judgment. Having a conversation and that give and take can change both of your lives. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.